Simon & Schuster Audio presents Vespertine by Margaret Rogerson. Read by Caitlin Davies.
To everyone who would rather sit in a corner petting the dog than make conversation at a party, this one's for you. 1. If I hadn't come to the convent cemetery to be alone, I wouldn't have noticed the silver gleam of the censer lying abandoned at the base of a tombstone. Every novice and sister carried one, a thurible on a chain to defend ourselves against the dead. And I recognized the censer by its shape and its tracery of black tarnish as belonging to Sophia, one of the youngest novices, brought to the convent only last winter. When I crouched down and touched it, the metal still felt warm. I had to press my wrist against it to be sure, because my scarred hands weren't good at telling temperature. I knew right away that Sophia hadn't dropped it while climbing trees or playing among the tombstones. She wouldn't have burned incense unless something had really frightened her. Even children knew that incense was too precious to waste. I straightened and looked toward the chapel. A bitter wind whipped loose strands of my braid around my face, lashing tears from my eyes. So it took me a moment to locate the ravens sheltering beneath the eaves, huddled against the mossy gray stone. All of them were black, except for one. He sat apart from the rest, nervously preening his snow-white feathers, which the wind kept ruffling in the wrong direction. "Trouble," I called. I felt in my pocket for a crust of bread. As soon as I held it out, he launched himself from the roof in a wind-buffeted flurry and landed on my arm, his claws pricking through my sleeve. He tore apart the bread, then eyed me for more. He shouldn't be alone. He was already missing a few feathers, cruelly plucked out by the other birds. When he'd first come to the convent, they'd left him in a bloody heap in the cloister, and he had almost died even after I'd taken him to my room in the dormitory and pried his beak open every few hours to give him bread and water. But I was an older novice, and I had too many responsibilities. I couldn't watch over him all the time. Once he'd healed, I had given him to Sophia to look after. Now, wherever she went, trouble followed, especially indoors, where she had a habit of upsetting the sisters by hiding him inside her robes. I'm looking for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?